Well, it's 7:45 a.m. on Thursday the 23rd, I believe, of April. I'm outside the caravan, of course. Mary, my wife, has just jumped into the shower. We're heading home this morning. We'll be leaving about 9-ish, all being well. We've already got quite a bit of stuff packed in the car. Did some last evening and prepared some stuff this morning, so we get a quick getaway. It's not that we need to get a quick getaway, but we just like to, if we're going home, we like to get home. You know that feeling, or that saying about going home after a good, nice holiday? You're glad to go home. We're always glad to go home anyway, because we love our home. But, we've had a great week up here. I can tell you that this morning, although the air is cold at this time, because we have not been up at this time all week. Usually when I step out, it's about at least 9, if not after that. The sun's already up and warm the air. But I can assure you the sun's out. Skies are kind of patchy, mostly blue, but those light clouds that don't seem to go anywhere, that's been a feature this week, that there's been no real wind. Clouds tend to drift very slowly across the sky. So the sun's out, and I've no doubt if it stays like this in about another hour, it's going to be lovely and warm outside. So, end of our holiday. Yesterday we had a lazy day. Can't remember what time we got out of bed, but we had a decent lie in bed again. And then we had breakfast, sat and had a blether for a good bit. Yesterday's weather was stupendous again. It's really hard to believe that we're getting so much good weather on this holiday. We took a wee jaunt just back along the east coast here, north of East Aberdeenshire coast. But this time sticking to the wee backwoods out of Nairn. And we headed to, it's a little place called Kintysack. It really is, it's just not a village. It's not even a village. It's a wee community houses. But a great name, Kintysack. And then from there we headed on and out to Findhorn. That's the next river along the coast here that's markable, if you like. Because here at Nairn, the harbour here, the river Nairn runs in past the harbour into the sea, and then the next one along is the Findhorn, and obviously that runs out at Findhorn, which is strange, isn't it? So a lot of places where the river name has nothing to do with the actual the town on the river. Anyway, we went to Findhorn, which is it's a promontory of a big bay. You know, like a sticky out finger, and with a fantastic beach right round that bay, and there's, I think, two or three lovely caravan parks there, peace and quiet, way back from everything. And then from there we drove on past Kinloss, that's the RAF base up here, the one that those down south shut down, RAF Kinloss. Took a photograph of a big silver aeroplane that refuels, or used to refuel, the high-flying jets, sitting parked up. It's about all I could get through the mesh. And we drove through, the community's still there. I don't know exactly what's happening, but I could see there's still the community within the base. And then we drove through to Burghead, B-U-R-G-H-E-A-D, Burghead. Another promontory little town. Not a lot there, to be honest, but it was just a lazy drive, and then we came back and we went out to a kind of garden centre, come tea room, come gift shops. It's not very big, but we didn't get anything because the usual extortionate prices for a bit of driftwood and things like that just literally walked around and within 5 minutes we were back out. Grossly overpriced, these places. You know, even a coffee's like £3. And if you get a bit of cake with that, I'd do another £2 to you. Oh my God, must be a lot of wealthy folk about. So, we came back and had our dinner in the caravan. And basically, we lazed about in the afternoon for a wee bit. And then we took a walk up through the town and back onto the beachfront and walked back towards the caravan. Actually, I had a lovely walk out just after. It was so warm, it was incredible. And so many people were all saying the same thing, you know, people smiling and willing to greet you on the streets because they can hold their head up in the sun rather than have it buried down behind an umbrella or a hood. So it was really nice. People, they are nice up here anyway, but yeah, bad difference. So just a lazy day and a lazy evening. Beautiful sunset last night again. We've had a beautiful sunset every night, even though Sunday's weather during the day was very grey up until about 5 or 6. And then the sky's cleared. We still got a good, beautiful sunset that night. So, it's been great. And the way our caravan's faces west, so we can see over the back of the harbour, we can see the sunsets. So, that's about it, you know. It's, yes. It's been great. No regrets about going home. Happy to go home. Looking at Old Faithful here. Our trusty steed, the workhorse, the Volvo V70. Just looking great. Steed in the wash and things like that, but it's just such a wonderful beast and it's taken us everywhere and it does everything for us. I couldn't live without these beasts. This is my third one. But anyway, I won't talk about the car. I just thought I'd mention it because it's part and parcel of this holiday. So peaceful here at this time in the morning, not many people up. Just as, what's that saying? I can't remember now. Doesn't matter. I should mention that at night here, I think I mentioned it in another piece of audio, but maybe not on the run of the morning thoughts kind of stuff, that at night time, if you come out at night time here and look up, we've had this all week with the clear skies at night, you can see all the stars. It's beautiful, hardly any light pollution here at all. And it's just absolutely beautiful to come out and look up and see a myriad of stars. We can see them back home, but we don't. There's too much light pollution to see them in their all their glory. But here, absolutely wonderful. I should also mention that those damn seagulls were on the roof of the caravan this morning again, about 5 a.m. And I almost did get up and grab the sweeping brush and throw it at them, but I endured until they decided that they would fly off because we weren't getting up. I may still maintain that these buggers know, you know, that they can get you out of bed. I don't know if they've got heat sensors or something, or motion sensors. Right, so this will be the last couple of hours in caravan number 81, Nairn Loch Loy Holiday Park. Next you'll hear from me probably, we'll be back home. Back home. Almost where the heart is. Right, sure time again. Cheery by the moon. Thanks for following me, or as I should say, myself and Mary, through our wee break up here at Nairn.